Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring each Motown artist's fourth biggest hit on the Billboard pop charts, including all the record labels that they recorded on. This half hour, we'll hear from Stevie Wonder, Smokey Robinson, Mary Wells, Marvin Gaye, The Spinners, The Supremes, The Four Tops, and The Jackson 5. All coming up in the next half hour as we feature each Motown artist's fourth biggest Billboard pop hit.
Tom Fallon. listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Number 9 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1962. Before that, Smokey Robinson in One Heartbeat, number 10 from 1987. And we started with Stevie Wonder and I Wish, number 1 from 1976. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Allen. And for this hour, we're featuring each Motown artist's fourth biggest Billboard pop hit, including all the record labels that they recorded on. Well, coming up, Marvin Gaye and What's Going On. Well, What's Going On was originally inspired by a police brutality incident witnessed by Obie Benson, one of the Four Tops that was part of the Four Tops for five decades. The song was composed by Obie Benson, Al Cleveland, and Marvin Gaye, and produced by Marvin Gaye himself. The song marked Marvin Gaye's departure from the Motown sound towards more personal material, later topping the Hot Soul Singles chart for 5 weeks and crossing over to number 2 in the Billboard Hot 100 chart. It would sell over 2 million copies, becoming Marvin's second most successful Motown song to date. The most successful was I Heard Through the Grapevine from 1968. Well, What's Going On topped Detroit's Metro Times list of the 100 greatest Detroit songs of all time. And in 2004, Rolling Stone magazine ranked it to the fourth greatest song of all time. In its updated list in 2011, the song remained at the fourth greatest song of all time. It is included in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's 500 Songs That Shaped Rock and Roll, along with two other songs by Marvin. Here is What's Going On, Marvin Gaye, right here on Motown Memories.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and get here today. Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see, oh, what's going on. Oh, but who would they judge us simply cause our hair is long? Oh, you know that we've got to find, bring some understanding here today. Oh, 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 picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me so you can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. Ooh.
Right on. Right on.
Town. Memories with Tom Fallon.
Diana Ross and Where Did I Love Go, and it reached number one in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1964. Before that, The Spinners and I'll Be Around, number three from 1972 on the Atlantic record label. And we started with Marvin Gaye and What's Going On, number two from 1971. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring each Motown artist's fourth biggest hit on the Billboard Pop Charts, including all the record labels that they recorded on. Well, coming up, the Foot Tops and Bernadette right here on Motown.
Bernadette, people are searching for the kind of love that we possess. Some go on searching their whole life through and never find the love I found in you. And when I speak of you, I see envy in other men's eyes, and I'm well aware of what's on their mind. They pretend to be my friend when all the time they long
Jackson 5, their first top 40 song that reached number one from 1969, I Want You Back. That was the first of five number ones in a row that they had. And we started with the Four Tops and Bernadette, number four from 1967. This half hour, we featured each Motown artist's fourth biggest hit, including all the record labels that they recorded on. Well, coming up after the break, we'll hear more Motown artists' fourth biggest Billboard hits. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.